If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This is Welcome Back to After Hours, and this reunion right now is as important as the reunion between Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin long ago. It is. Candace, I'll be Jerry Lewis. You can be Dean Martin. It's great to talk to you again. Candace had become a regular contributor to the show most of last year, and the show getting bumped around the dial. We haven't had a chance to get together, but I am sure you have been as busy as ever. Did you really go to the auto show?
Oh, well, I definitely went to the auto show. But first off, I have to say how much I've missed you and how thrilled I am to have you back on the air where you belong, Rick. It's been a misery for me, and I know all your fans that love you. So
you think this is
home.
Where I belong? Oh, my God.
It's totally where you belong, and I'm so happy. Well, let me tell you about the 117th auto show. And the first look for charity, as you know, is like the kickoff party for the auto show, and it benefits 18 local charities. And this year, they raised over $2.4 million for 18 local charities. Isn't that awesome?
That's kind of astonishing. It really is, because you think of, they're cars, man. They're just cars.
But, it's all such worthy charities. Misericordia is one. The 100 Club is one. Boys and Girls Clubs. But listen to this. This is the thing that gave me the biggest kick. It always does. I've been going to this show for years, as I know that you have been as well. But on the tickets, it says mandatory black tie.
Wow.
I have never had an event where it says, and get this, if you don't have a black tie, they have a tuxedo rental at McCormick Place.
Is that
where you could rent one?
You would know better than anybody, Candace. That really is the first time you've ever seen that.
I think they've had it before, but I've never seen mandatory on the ticket until this year.
Wow.
So they're deadly serious that they want everybody to dress up for the party.
I think that's great.
Yeah. And
now
I think it is too.
It seems to me no one goes back to the office. Most people, men and women, are sitting at home in their underwear, their pajamas or something. You also went another big thing. Because I've known these young people forever. The return of Looking Glass Theater to the Waterworks Place. How was that party?
Well, it's the first time that Looking Glass has been back after a 19 months of renovation.
Yeah.
And, some people said to me they didn't even think they were going to reopen. Which
I know, I heard that from a lot of people, too.
Yeah, and it was... Yeah. They opened with a world premiere of a performance called Circus Quixote, and I am telling you, it was more fun than a barrel of monkeys. These actors, not only do they have to act, but they're acrobats. I mean, they're flying through the air on things, and I mean, they've got a huge puppet. They had like a puppet show, like nothing I've ever seen before.
Who are they? Are they Looking Glass?
It's the company, the Looking Glass Theater Company's performers, and they're amazing. They're so talented. It was really Rick Bayless was there. I mean, it had a stellar crowd.
Oh, sure.
And they had food from Frontera Grill, obviously, and I mean, he was one of the sponsors. But it was really a wonderful thing, and it's great to have this company back in Chicago and reopening in such a grand way. So it was terrific.
You can hope that it might, re-energize Michigan Avenue, which just lost, that athletic store down at Ohio, and there are a lot of empty spaces on Michigan Avenue. It must worry you some, Candace Jordan, when you see that.
Well, it's just not good for Chicago for tourists to come in and see all these empty storefronts.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a revitalization. I really do. I think Chicago slowly is coming back, and I have great faith in what the city's going to do. I know a lot of people don't, but I do. And I mean, Izzy Adonijay just opened another new restaurant. It's called The Staley, and it's down in the South Loop. And, this is like months after he just opened Signature, so he's certainly doing his part to keep the just everybody alive and healthy and happy. And, you know, it's a sports bar that he opened. And, you know, it's a tribute to the original 1919 Decatur Staleys, who later became the Chicago Bears.
Sure.
I never knew that. I thought, I wondered where that name came from, and I just discovered, of course, I knew you would know.
You know, one other thing that I want to talk to you about this, too, is, you know, yes. something, it seemed as if Restaurant Week, which I think closed today, where a number of Chicago restaurants, they don't give away free food. They certainly don't. But they have special menus, and it's a way of – I got to tell you something. Restaurants were jammed.
You know, it was the biggest Chicago Restaurant Week in its history. They had over 470 participating restaurants.
Wow.
And, you know, they have that opening night event at the Museum of Science and Industry, First Fights Batch. It was also the largest. They had over 1,800 attendees there and 70 restaurants.
You know, we've talked about this in private and ever since you've become the leading correspondent for After Hours.
I love it. I love the way that sounds.
But you have been and always have been a booster of Chicago, and during the pandemic and during all the other troubles this wonderful town has had, you have been very, very confident that it's going to turn over. And you've just given me and the listeners a couple of great examples of that. There's no other reason to figure out or to answer why was this the biggest restaurant week. It's the biggest restaurant week because people are desperate to go out, and they want to go out. They want to go out to events that they can share with other people, whether friends or strangers. And I think this may be it.
I cannot agree with you more. Because I see every day things like this that are happening. I've told you before about the numbers that are so high for fundraisers for these nonprofits that are bigger and better than ever. So I see it on a daily basis, the change in the winds. And that's why I'm so positive about everything. I mean, I just don't see anything negative happen to our nonprofit community.
Now, are you seeing... when you go to these events, and you and your husband Chuck are at every event happening morning, noon, night, are you seeing people at these that you haven't seen in a while? Is it kind of a welcome back? Wow, I haven't seen you in a couple of years. Or I haven't seen you in a year. Are you experiencing that?
Absolutely. And you know what's so funny? That people are so excited to see each other again. They're just grab you in bear hugs. It's like, you know, you're a long-lost relative that's come back from the war or something. I mean, it's a wonderfully inviting environment. And it's just terrific. And, you know, all the regular faces I see that usually have been out in the past, but lots and lots of young, new people that are just, you know, for the first time discovering some of these events, which is really a great mix, and it's perfect for the future.
Well, and that may well be that, you know, for three or four years that people have been shut out of the whole party scene, and they're now doing it for the first time. We got to take a short little break, Constance. Candace, and we'll come back and talk more about all the upcoming things. I want to know how that Harry Carey party was, because
so cute.
That's one of your favorites. I know it's one of your favorites. And we'll be back with Candace Jordan in a couple minutes. You can go to Candid Candace Jordan on Google. She has about a million websites. What's the easiest way for people to meet you?
CandidCandace.com.
CandidCandace.com. You can also, when Jack Heinrich puts this show up, you can go back and listen to it at your leisure and write down everything she's telling you to do. Because she knows, seriously, she knows what to do here.
She knows. Listen, Rick, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you think anybody is listening to us with the Super Bowl on?
Sure. Of course I do.
Oh, good.
Of course I do.
Believe me, not everybody
is watching the Super Bowl. Check the ratings.
It
is one of the most watched. Generally, it's one of the top-rated shows. But most people are watching it for the commercials. They're watching it for the clothes. They're watching it for the halftime show. They're not paying attention to the game. Or if now that there is legal gambling, a lot of them are watching for it because they have their next mortgage payment hanging in the balance, and it's a dangerous thing. But
can I tell you why I think the Chiefs are going to win?
Well, sure, we need your football expertise. See, Candace, I told you, she covers the waterfront.
I'm going to tell you, I'm an expert at damn near everything, Rick.
That's
so
true.
Let me tell you why. All right, so listen to this. This is amazing. Of the last 58 Super Bowls, the team wearing white won 37 times.
Okay.
And the Chiefs are wearing white.
Okay.
That's why they're going to win. The 1985 Bears, they wore white. They won. So this is my prediction.
So how much did you and Chuck put on this game? $10,000?
Yeah, about zero.
Yeah. Are you watching? I mean, you know, you're only on for about 8 more minutes. You can watch some of the game.
No, I
and then people can go and they'll find this interview tomorrow on their way to work.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not. I watch it for the commercials. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Well, because
busted.
These idiotic companies have spent $30 million for a minute.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy to me, honey. It's crazy to me. There are a lot of other things people could do.
Their
with
money
their
in
money.
The wrong places. Here we are putting out this fabulous content on your show.
Well, they're not going to sell this show for $8 million for 30.
Well, you got to think positive, Rick.
Yeah, well, that's beyond positive.
Higher.
That's like thinking like a lunatic. How was that? How was that Groundhog Day? Harold Ramis
and Harry Carey's at Macy's here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Grant DePorter is a master showman. He's like the P.T. Barnum of the event world.
He is.
And this was his third annual. It's like a combination for Harold Ramis Day and the Groundhog Day celebration.
Right.
But he convinced the Navy Pier to go all in on this Groundhog Day. They even had a picture of the groundhog on the Ferris wheel. They pumped that music from the film all throughout the pier. They've got every restaurant participates in some kind of a little dish that corresponds to the film, and they've got the Sable Hotel was renamed for a day, the Pennsylvanian Hotel. I mean, I'm telling you, they went all out. It was adorable. And so Grant had this presentation on stage. He had some of the original actors from the movie, and they all toasted to the groundhog, to Harold Ramis, and then they pull this poor little groundhog out of this little box that's got his name on it. And last year, the guy couldn't get the groundhog out.
I remember that.
I remember it. He was on his hands and knees scrambling, trying to. But they got him out finally, and he didn't see a shadow. But it's just at a darling, darling event. And, you know, I love going, just like you said. And so
let me ask you a question, Candace, because you know everything, too. What do groundhogs do when it's not Groundhog Day, when they don't have this responsibility of being surrounded by people? What's the normal day for a groundhog?
Well, you know, listen, the normal day for a groundhog, you know, I imagine that they're sitting in their little hole most of the time and, you know, waiting for somebody to come feed them. And, I mean, who knows? I don't know what a groundhog does.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out what a groundhog does like on a regular Thursday in March.
But you know the history of Groundhog Day. It wasn't originally a groundhog that they were used for this. It was like some kind of a wild animal.
Huh.
And I can't remember what name it was, but the wild animal bit the guy, and so there. After that, they went after a groundhog to use. So I don't know the whole story. You shouldn't have mentioned it.
You and I are both. We'll be at the public library tomorrow figuring this out. What is the Joffrey Ballet is having an opening night soon?
They have got such events planned. I mean, Golden Hour is a mixed repertoire that's coming to the Lyric Opera on February 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And they have two world premieres in this opening, and it's going to be there till March 2nd. They also have what I think is going to become the hottest ticket in town. It's for Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Mm.
I mean, I think this is going to knock it out of the park for the Joffrey. Not that every event they host doesn't knock it out of the park, but this has got with set designs, and I mean, Christopher Wheeldon's come back to do his magic on this, and I mean, they just have such incredible performances lined up. So they're really always the ones to watch.
Well, I'm intrigued too. It's not till April 4th, but this the pause is having they have an event every year, and you tell me that last year was one of its best in the history of this.
One of its best, and I'm going to go back for this year. It's called Paula Chicago's Animal Magnetism,
mm-hmm.
and it's really fun because, you know, they have that fur ball that's a black tie, very fancy event. This is very low-key. You can dress as you like. You know, you bring your dog, as always, and it's just a fun party. A lot of young people, and I just found out last year they adopted out over 4,400 cats and dogs. I mean, I think that is just phenomenal.
Good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, with 17,000 spay-neuter surgeries, all at free or low cost for people who can't afford it. So the work that they do is just, it absolutely astounds me every time I read a statistic about it.
You know, you should ask them if they would start adopting groundhogs to people.
Well, you know, they do rabbits.
Do they? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, groundhogs may be mean. Groundhogs have been abused for so long.
His handler was very, very careful with him.
He was scared of his little groundhog. What else are you looking forward to?
Gosh. You know, there's so many things coming up. For one, Piccolo Sonio is hosting an event to benefit the victims of the wildfires.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Isn't it awesome? And it's on February 11th. And, you know, Chef Tony Priolo is so involved in that World Central Kitchen, which, you know, goes all over the world supporting people in crises. And so it's already sold out, but I just wanted to give it a little shout out because, I just think it's such a worthy thing to do. And he's always opening up his kitchens and his heart for things like this. So I just adore him. And also there's for the first time, the Blue Jacket Fashion Show Brunch is going to be hosted by the Costume Council at Guild Row, which is someplace I've never been. It's a brand new event venue, but portion of
it's
the
not that brand new. It started by Jim Lasko, who used to run Red Moon Theater.
Really, Guild Row? Where is it exactly?
It's on the river on Rockwell near. Not Belmont, near. Yeah,
well, that's Rockwell's on the river, though. That's another event place.
Yeah,
I have never heard of.
It's a really nice place. Look up your old issues of the Chicago Tribune. You'll find a story by me. I'll send you.
Oh, wow.
Jim Lasko is a very incredibly creative guy. They got sort of screwed a bit by the Chicago Fire event that they put on the river. And then Jim went away for a while, and he came back about a year ago to do this whole thing.
So glad to hear that. Didn't on that thing on the river, didn't those little things catch fire when they weren't supposed to?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one. That's what now I remember.
It wasn't.
Well, anyway, this event, and I'm glad you told me where that was because I wasn't aware of it. But
I'll give it to you.
It was inspired by New York Fashion Week had the same fashion show called Blue Jacket Fashion Show. And the thing is held to raise awareness for men's health issues like prostate cancer, which this one in Chicago is going to benefit. So there's that, and that's a good idea. That's excellent.
Good. They can give me some money with all my hospital stays, all my hospital visits. Candace, it's great to talk to you.
We're back on most
of the time for the rest of the year.
Thrilled to have you back.
I'm thrilled to have you back. I'll have to get you in here one day, okay?
Thank you. Anytime you want me in there, you just say the
you
word
bet.
I'm there.
Will do, honey. Will do.
Have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So much energy. It's like, wait a minute. Huh? But she works that beat, and she's one of the great boosters of the city of Chicago. All of it. I mean, she goes to fancy parties, but she goes to all kinds of different parties.